I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say that this is the most complete football team that the Texans have prepared for to date.
Yeah, I agree. And really, to be honest with you, when you start to look at no Lassiter, no linebackers, when you start to take that off, I don't even think it's close now. Because I would say even if the Texans were fully healthy, this would still be the toughest. Combination of things that you're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, the Texans' health doesn't change the opponent that you're.
I think it just makes it even more.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Texans right now. You're missing what's been your best interior defensive lineman to date in Mario Edwards. You're missing your top three linebackers in a two linebacker set. You're missing one of your starting two safeties, and you're missing one of your starting two corners. They're beat up. They got some problems defensively, but. That's the fact of the matter is whoever's preparing, whether they got injuries or not, they're preparing for the toughest matchup, the biggest challenge that they've had this year.
Now, we have talked a lot about the guys that are out because it is important. As you mentioned there also, Mario Edwards Jr. has been a starter too. He's out of this game due to suspension. This is his first game he's serving that suspension. But they do get DeNico Autry back. And in some form or fashion, That is a plus. He is somebody that they had in the fold and had plans for when they brought him in. Hell, they brought him in before they got Danielle Hunter. That was a guy that they really wanted to use. They remember, this is a guy who had 11 sacks, I believe, last year with the Titans and has been a guy that's got double-digit sacks. And as Nick said earlier with Payne and Pendergast this week, that he has, you know, some position flexibility that they like to use. He can be a big factor. Adding him in, especially if the Packers, you know, get in a position where they got to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, Ron, I think this is a big game, and the pressure's on DeNico Autry and the pressure's on DeMeco Ryans. They have sold him as an inside force, any way you slice it. Now, they can start talking about, I know I heard Matt Burke today or yesterday talking about, oh, well, he's the position flex, and he's a big defensive end and a pass-rushing interior guy. No, man, he was the guy that y'all sold as an inside force. When you were making win now moves, and it couldn't have worked out potentially better for DeNico Autry, but you lose Mario Edwards, who wasn't really even in the equation of being your top interior defensive lineman until training camp started, right? You lose that guy. Now you insert DeNico Autry, who was a big time offseason win now move. Like DeNico Autry, if he goes out there and plays big time, you can check those boxes for DeMeco and Nick as that was the right move to make and the best move to make, and it was a hell of a decision. But if he goes out there and this team just appears to get ran through interior defensive line-wise, then we got some big-time questions.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was sold as an inside force. Any way you slice it, he was sold as an inside force.
But more pass rush, right? Or you think...
Get to me and you, but when you look at the moves that the Texans made, it was every time. Oh, DeNico Autry, he's going to be an inside, and then Tim Settle, the snap counts that he played, and then how many starts Foley Fatakasi has, and all that. No, I mean he was the headliner of the offseason signs on the inside of a totally remade interior defensive line. He was the headliner.
Yeah,
I mean that's how I see it. I don't know about you. That's damn sure how I see it.
Yeah, we'll see. It works out perfectly.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.